Yes, the motion is the Yibayis Emor. I can put the last of the narrow lines. The Yibayis Emor, Kiritani, Gosel, Kamen, Kitof, Zachad, Menai, Ve'idach, Mishach, Basruchi. Ve'afilu l'sumchus, the Omer, Mamon, Amutl, Basaf, Ve'chayl, Gimelei, Shvua, Ma'id, l'sumchus, the Sirich, Alab, Klomi. So, Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. Dr. Rashi, Afilu l'sumchus, Gemara, Ve'alibu l'sumchus. The Mekel b'chaluka v'le masrich afilu shvua. It's your chashmida that the chaygab no med b'sumchus the afilu b'shvua lo shokum. The whole lab moment of mutl b'sofakum. So a few things in the Rashi. First of all, one thing you see right away in Rashi. The Rashi learns agam the Gemara says afilu b'sumchus. So you could learn pshat in the Gemara that it means there's a chiddush according to the Rabbanon, but there's a chiddush even according to the sumchus. And Rashi, we saw the riff that way. Rashi is at pains to say that that's not the pshat. It's not that there's a chiddush according to Rabbanan, and there's a chiddush even according to Sumchus. The whole chiddush is according to Sumchus. According to Sumchus, there's a chiddush here that Sirich Olav Sumchus is Mekel b'chaluka. Here there's a chiddush that Sumchus is even Sumchus here would not be would not say chalukim leishvua. And the Gemara explains Sirich Olav Kumi. He's Afrashi ve'ein shal shochet b'fanecha. But leidami ludnu to uber b'tzido. There's a lot going on in the Rashi. First of all, why does Rashi say it's only chiddush according to Sumchus? What you see in Rashi, according to what? Well, that's true. Rashi, I think, Paskin is like Sumchus. But I think also it's what it says in this Rashi is that according to the Chacham, it's taka no chiddush. According to the Chacham, it's a double poshut that if one person is oichus in the talis and the other one is nisrach in the talis, so it's a double poshut that if out of the person who's oichus in the talis keeps it, what's the pshat? Because he's the muchzuk. What's the machlekes sumchus in the rabbanon? The machlekes is we have mamon amutl basafik, but one person is the muchzuk. So sumchus says mamon amutl basafik chaykum, despite the fact that he's a muchzuk. And the rabbanon hold that no, you give it to the with a safik, you're not mighty from a muchzuk. Like Rashi said in the base, like kibul the rabbanon, like mamon mechas kasti bechti. But the safik ba'alma the rabbanon hold, you can't be mighty from a muchzuk. So Rashi learns the gemara that that's another pasuk. That look over here is not the fellow. If one person is oiches, the other person is nisrach. The muchzuk is the person who's oiches in the talis. The nisrach is not oiches in the talis. So mele, as far as muchzokus is concerned, the only muchzuk is the one who's holding on to the talis. Mele, according to Rabbi, there's nothing to talk about. Even if it's mamon amutl b'safik, even if it would rise to the level of a safik, so it's a safik. By a safik, the din is hamaisim mechaver al avarayz. That klag olu b'din. So according to Rabbanon, there is no chiddush. The chiddush is according to sumchus. According to sumchus, a safik is mighty from a muchzuk. So I would have said that here you have a suffik. Here it's mamon amutl b'safik. You should be able to be mitzi from a muchzuk. So after the Gemara, here says the Gemara, nonetheless, simchus here is ma'idah that you're not mitzi from a muchzuk. So Rashi says, why not? Because sirch alav klumi. Gemara says sirch alav klumi. So after Rashi, it's not shor shochet lefanecha, but leidom yilidim se uber b'tzido. Now shor shochet lefanecha is not a Gemara se uber b'tzido. It's not a Gemara by simchus at all. Shor shachet lefanecha is a nusach the Gemara has legabe migoy in the beginning of the second parak in Ksuvos. Rabbi Shua holds you don't say migoy, but if it's ain shor shachet lefanecha, you do say migoy. That's the sugya over there. Rashi with the learns. It's not so clear what exactly it doesn't. Rashi with the learns. Chalikas Rashi and Tosfos understand what's the definition of ain shor shachet lefanecha. Rashi with the learns shor shachet lefanecha that it's. In that particular context, Rashi learns it means ein aloyta. That shor shochet lefanecha means haloy toivay. That there's a teveya. There's this difference between Rashi learns this difference between a pesha osur and a pesha itir, where a guy says that, you know, a guy's in the field. Nobody ever suspects that it's not his field. And nobody even dawns on anybody that it's not his field. And then he goes over to some guy and he says, "Guess what? This field used to belong to your father, but I bought it from him." So the Gemara says that about it. Even a Bishuah holds that maybe you don't see me, but. There are even a major Rabbi Shua that in such a case the fellow is gets to keep the field. I say the field used to belong to your father, and I myself say that the field no longer belongs to your father. So the Gemara calls that ein shor shochet lefanecha, as opposed to a case, let's say somebody married a woman and he comes to the basin and he says that she didn't have any basulim, and he says that what's the case of the name? Yeah, he claims she wasn't a psula. Tashi has no ksuba. She claims she was a mukasei. She does have a ksuba. So there, that's called shoshoch. That's called shoshoch at lufanecha. I need the gemara ksuba because I don't remember exactly. There's no gemara. Is there anything in there? You know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The kata where there are our report does right now. But what's important right now is that Rashi learns that shoshoch levanecha and shoshoch levanecha means the difference between aloy tovei and ain aloy tovei. If there's no tovei, that's a pesha also a peshita. That's a stronger migoy. If there's a tovei, it was by the case of the field. There's no tovei. The guy had no, the other party had no idea that he might be that his father owned this field. That's ain aloy tovei. So that's a much stronger migoy. That's called ain shoshoch levanecha. And shoshoch levanecha is where you have a migah where you, and you have one way to get out of the tefillah, and then migah that you can get out of my tefillah one way, you can your neman to get out of the tefillah another way. That's called shoshoch levanecha. So I never really not clear to ask you, what does it have to do with over here? Here we're talking about the other issues entirely. Mamun mitzvah b'safek. There's nothing to do with that gemara in ksuvah. It's just an expression. But I think what the expression means to Rashi, that's really the point. What does that expression mean to Rashi? To Rashi, the expression ain shoshoch levanecha means that there's no basis for the suffix. How did Rashi explain? What's the mushal shoshach levanecha? The shor is shechted in front of you. So Rashi, the mushal is, you find the shor, shoshach levanecha, there's a dead shor, so you start to wonder, how did it die? You know, that's called shoshach levanecha. And shoshach levanecha means that you're wandering, going along your merry way, and there's any suffix. There's nothing there that's crying out for an explanation. That's shoshach levanecha. So Rashi uses that expression over here to explain that sicha lav plumi. It's called this ein shor shochet lefanecha v'leidomi limtzu bar betzido. Limtzu bar betzido. Rashi, that's called shor shochet lefanecha. You have an uber at birth, and you want to know exactly how did the uber get gored? Was it a miscarriage? Was it a result of the goring because the mother was gored? That's called shor shochet lefanecha. There's something there that needs an explanation. So that's a suffix. There, Sumcha says mamon umutul pesuffik is chelken. But a sicha is not enough to create that, you know, I see a sicha, I should have a suffix. That's not called shoshocha. It doesn't rise to the level of being mamon umutul pesuffik. It's not that I don't necessarily see it as a suffix. I think that's not on here. I don't see it necessarily as a suffix. And therefore, it doesn't go into Sumcha's halacha. It sounds very similar to Tosis' concept of Zorah Dimamayla. You know, we have Tosis in the Tosis in Bava Vasa Daf Lamed Hey. We have the Sugya Daf Beis and the Beis. Tosis learns the Gemara says in the Gemara Bava Vasa says in Cheskas Sabbatim. The Gemara asked this Kavakasha from Arba to Amachel Parah B'Chamor. How come by Arba you say called Olam Var? By Amachel Parah B'Chamor you say by Sumchus you say Yachleikus. So the Gemara says, well, Sumchus told him a Dror de Ramayna, and Arba is not a Dror de Ramayna. And Tosis holds in many places that Hu Adin that when it's not a Dror de Ramayna. The Gemara says as a chilek, when do you say kol dum vay, when do you say achleiku? But Taisa says lagavi like, sumchus and rabbanon as well. Sumchus says mamen amutul pesafik chalkim, and rabbanon says zek chagol b'din amaytsim mechmeral levaraya. Taisa says that also depends on dorad b'mayno. When there's a dorad b'mayno, you say that's when you have achleiku sumchus and rabbanon. When there's no dorad b'mayno, sumchus is moided to the rabbanon. That let's go one thing at a time. Let's start with that Gemara. What is the Gemara? The Gemara over there says. Gemara is a stira. Arba versus Machal Parah B'Chamor. So the Gemara, Arba, there's no Dorah D'Mayna, and by Machal Parah B'Chamor, there's a Dorah D'Mayna. That's the Gemara. Taisus learns, Pshat in that Gemara, is that B'Loy Tanisayim is Sofik L'Beistin. By the case of Arba, B'Loy Tanisayim, there's no Sofik L'Beistin. It's just a ship in the river. So there we say, called Olam. When there's a Dorah D'Mayna, that's when Sumcha says, that loch is Yachleku. Even the Rabban only argue because they say you go after the Muxuk, but basically they would agree otherwise the thing would be Yachleku. So it hinges on Dorah D'Mayna. Taisus says, and that Gemara, Taisus says, that Hu Adin, within the Machleku Sumchus and the Rabbanon, when the Sumchus argue on the Rabbanon and say Yachleku versus the Rabbanon say, Hamaytse Mechaver Levaraya, that Machleku is only when there's a Dorah D'Mayna. When there's no Dorah D'Mayna, then the Din Barai should be called Olam Var, and if one person is the Muxuk, then that person wins. Taisus sees that in the same Gemara, just like by Arba, since there's no Dor D'Mayna, so what's the din? Kol Dor L'Gvar, we let one of them become a Muxim. Well, what was the Muxim to begin with? Like the case of the Rabbanon and Sumchus, one person is holding on to it, but it's a moment of Mutl B'Safik. So since it's when it's a Dor D'Mayna, Sumchus says Yachleku. When it's not a Dor D'Mayna, so the same way when it's not a Dor D'Mayna, and nobody's a Muxim, Sumchus will be murdered. The din is called Dor L'Gvar. So when it's not a Dor D'Mayna, somebody is a Muxim, so Sumchus is murdered. You give it to the Muxim. The kids said the whole din of sunkhus that you say mamon amutlubus, the whole din of mamon amutlubus sofik chelkin is only by a dor demayim, which according to Tosis means that it's below tani same sofik lebeistim. And the Rashbam over there, Rabbi Basus, is a different shot than dor demayim. The dor demayim, we already talked about it many times, the dor demayim means that they come in with strong tainas. The taina in the blood is mikayach the fact that they used to own the mother, so they come in with a strong taina. Actually, it says avot by Rashi says avot that the reason what here you have l'chayro. Here you have the chayim, mamon amutl v'sofik. One person is holding onto the talis, but both people are claiming the talis. One person is holding the talis, but both people are claiming the talis. So, of course, only one person is the mufsik. According to Rabbanan, there's nothing to talk about. How much in the chayim al-barai? But according to Sunkhus, mamon amutl v'sofik chalkim. So why are we here? Don't we say mamon amutl v'sofik chalkim? Even if he wouldn't be nisrich in the talis, here he happens to be nisrich in the talis. But we could ask ourselves, even if he's not nisrich in the talis, according to Sunkhus, mamon amutl v'sofik, why don't we say achleiku? So according to Tosis, the answer, Mustam, is, and we'll talk about Tosis in a minute more, but according to Tosis, the answer is, that it's, there's no Dora Dimamayna, but like that I say, ain't Sofik Lebeistin, one guy's holding on to a talus, the other guy's not holding on to the talus, or the other guy's even Nisrach in the talus. But like that I say, Lebeistin has no Sofik, the guy's holding on to the talus, he's the Avada, it's his talus. So there's not Mamana Mutlupa Sofik Chalkin, it's not Mamana Mutlupa Sofik at all. But the fee, the Rashbamim of a Basra, that's not Pshat and Dora Dimamayna. Dora Dimamayna doesn't mean, but like that I say, Sofik Lebeistin. The other way it means that they're coming with strong tainus. They're coming, the taina and the vlad is mikayach that they used to own the mother. So they're coming with strong tainus. So how come over here, so Tosis doesn't require, so the Rashbam doesn't require b'lay tani same yisofik lebeistin. So how come over here it's not yachleikum? And even if he's not nisrach, the Gemara is the one where he is nisrach, even if he's not nisrach, you don't need b'lay tani same yisofik lebeistin. So why don't you say that so why is it not yachleikum? The sum of the answer is, because it's not drawing the mind by the Rashbam's definition either. Because even by the Rashbam's definition, Dora Dimamayna means they're coming with strong tainus. They're coming with some kind of tainus. That's objective tainus. This one on the mother, that one on the mother. This objective tainus that they're coming with, strong tainus. Over here, they're not coming with strong tainus. One guy's holding onto the talus, the other guy's not holding onto the talus. The guy who's not holding onto the talus is coming with a tainus that's nothing. It's not enough to generate, he's coming with a very weak tainus. It's just his say so that he claims the talus is his. What about in a case where he's nisrach in the talis? Maybe that's already a strong taina. Maybe that's enough of a taina that it should be called that he's coming with the strong taina. That it should be called the dor demamayna. So Mustama, that's what it says here in the Gemara. That's not true. Sirich alav klumi. That the mere fact that he's nisrach in the talis doesn't rise to the level of a strong of coming strong taina. That's not a taina that's based on anything. The taina that's not based. You have a taina, but the taina is not based on any reality. There's nothing that happened upon which you're basing your taina. So that doesn't generate mamon amutl v'sofik. I think that's the pshat in the Rashi here, where Rashi calls shor shachar lefanecha. I think shor shachar lefanecha means that you're coming just with the taina, but your taina is not based on anything. Shor shachar lefanecha means there's some basis. There's a shor that was shachar that we need. Or there's a shor dry. So that's a taina that's based on something. Here, your taina is not based on anything. It's based on sircha bi'alma, sircha lav klumi. Your taina is it's a taina that's not based on anything. So that doesn't rise to the level. So Rashi, that doesn't rise to the level of mamon amutl. A moment, a little besofik chalkim. Akapanim. The diak to shor shachar lefanecha and the Gemara Ksuba is not so clear to me what exactly Rashi saw in that what that expression exactly means to Rashi. But what it does say here in this Rashi, what it certainly says here in this Rashi, that even though Rashi does not subscribe to b'lo tanei same yisofik lebeisim, but it says here in this Rashi that you have to, in order to say sumchus is halacha moment al mutl besofik chalkim, which is mighty from muksuk, you have to have some basis for the sofik, and the Gemara is mechadish to us that sirch is not enough, is not a strong enough basis for the sofik. Sirch is not enough basis to create a moment of mutl besofik. The mashmois is that if he would have more than a sirch, if he would be eiches mamish, then that could create a sofik. I think there's a big C in this Gemara. That's what I'm thrashing around. But what I'm trying to get to is the following. Going back to something we talked about getting the parak, and I talked about this year last Sunday. Rashi learns the Mishnah of Shnayim Eichs and Metalis that it's a Chaluk of Sofik. Rashi and Davches. It's a Chaluk of Sofik. Mamon Amutl B'Sofik Chalukim. Taisus Chaluk. Taisus says, if it would be a Sofik, it would be called Olam Gvar. placing that basis, the Rosh. They say, if you're going to go here with Dinei Sveikas, should be called Olam Kvar. Like by Arba. Maishna Muv Arba. Taisha begins that basis. Maishna Muv Arba. The Din ought to be called Olam Kvar. There's no Dora Demoy. The Din ought to be called Olam Kvar. So Tais says, in a Chirani, if it would be a Sufik, it would be called Olam Kvar. So why does the Mishnah say Achalik Kuteretz? It's because it's not a Sufik. Each person's a Musik and they have to tell us. And on Saturday, Maida Tov is Haidi Day. And on Saturday, the Maida Tov is Haidi Day, and so on. But Lamaisa Rashi learns that the Chaluk of the Mishnah is a Chaluk of Tuba Sufik Chalukim. If you Rashi talk to Shvet Taisus Kashin, Maishna Meir Arba, by Arba you say called Olam Kvar. You don't say Achleku. So why in the Mishnah of Steinmeyerson do you say Achleku? Misafik. So I said then that I think Rashi goes with the Shita of the Rashbam, that Rashi holds that it's not like Arba. Arba is not a Dorah Devamayna. That's the Gemara in Cheskes Sabbatim, where it says Arba you say called Olam Kvar, because it's not a Dorah Devamayna. That means, according to the Rashbam, they're coming with weak titles. They're coming with titles that aren't based on any reality. By a machlok par b'chamor, they're coming with strong tainus. They're coming with tainus that are based on a reality. The par belonged to me. The par belonged to you. Each one really owned the par at one point. Now we have a suffix in the vlat. The tainus here are based on strong tainus that are based on some reality. Those kind of tainus that are based on a reality that creates a din of yachleik. There we don't say kol dolan gvar. When they're coming with strong with tainus that are based on a reality, we don't say kol dolan gvar. Then the din is misafik. We say I said havana also. When the tainus are weak tainus based on has a right to walk away. When tainus are strong tainus based on doesn't have a right to walk away. So therefore we have to say yachleik. Yeah, whether that lomus is right or not, but I'll go upon it. That's how Rashbam learns that gemara. So I said Rashi learns by Erichsen, by Shnayim Erichsen Betalis, they're also coming with strong tainus. It may not be below tainus same misafik lebeistin, but strong tainus it is. Each one's tining on the talis mikayach reality. The fact that he's Erichsen in the talis, those are strong tainus. That's not doimit to arba. That's more doimit to machle chamor. So there the din is yachleiku misafik. That's what I said at the time. I think this gemara is a big mucker for that idea. What does it say in this gemara? The way Rashi learns the Shulchan gemara. Rashi was the Gemara over here. You have that the Gemara says that one person is holding on to the talis, the other person is misach on the talis. Says Rashi, it's a double posture that the muchzik is guy. This guy is holding the talis. According to Rabbanu, Rashi says there's no chiddush. The guy is holding on to the talis. He's the only muchzik. The sircha doesn't make you into a muchzik. That's for sure. And if according to Rabbanu, says Rashi, there's no chiddush. The whole chiddush is in sumchus. What's the chiddush in sumchus? Sumchus holds that a suffik is meisif from a muchzik. So maybe sircha makes a suffik. Maybe sircha is enough to make it that it's mamad on sofik. It's not the lechani same sofik lebeisim, but he's coming. But it's a tainah. It's not nothing. He's not coming with a tainah that's based on nothing. He's coming with a tainah that's based on a sircha, on the fact that he's nisircha in the talis. So maybe that's enough of a tainah to create mamad on mutl besofik. Zok to gemara, no sircha lav klumi. Sircha is not enough to create mamad on mutl besofik. Sircha is not enough to make mamad on mutl besofik. But alechsin mamish does make mamad on mutl besofik. So it says in this Gemara that Erichsen had, besides making Muxokos, Erichsen has the power to make a Sufik. It makes it what Rashi calls Shor Shachet Lufarecho. So I think that's Gemara. That's the chance. This is Mamish. Here you have a smoking gun. Here you have a big. Here in this Gemara it says, Rashi read Gemara, that Achisin the Talis creates Mamon Mutl B'Sufik. It creates Dor Dor Mamon. What Rashi calls Shor Shachet Lufarecho. I think that's very similar to what the Gemara Daf Lamed Hei Rabbi Vasser calls Dror Demamayna. It creates strong times that create Mamon Mutl B'Sofik. So Shnayim Erichsen Metalis, when you talk about not a Sirk, Shnayim Strachim Metalis, when you have Shnayim Erichsen Metalis, then it's Taka Shor Shochad Lufanecho. Then that's already a Mamon Mutl B'Sofik. Mamon Mutl B'Sofik gets Chalukah. How does Tosfos read this Gemara? Tosfos holds that the whole machleik of Sumchus and Rabbanon is only when below Tanei Seim is Sofik Lebeisim. If it's not below Tanei Seim is Sofik Lebeisim, then Sumchus is then Sumchus is married to the Rabbanon. Over here, Luchara, below Tanei Seim. By Talis, the low Tanis Seim, there's no Sufik Lebeisim. That's really, according to Tosis, that's a Gemara that Beisim and Beis. The Gemara says Beferishim that Beisim and Beis. The Shnayim Erichsen Metalis is not a Dorah D'Mamayna. So the Rashi, when they learn that means Hefsid Mammon, it's a different Sugya, it has to do with Chiyuv Shvuah, it's nothing to do with the Dorah D'Mamayna of Chabatim. But Taisus in the base and the base. Taisus learns the Dardim right over there means the same thing that it means in the Cheskes Abakit. But let any same is Sofuk base. And Talis is Talis not a Dardim right. That's why Taisus in base and with Aleph assumes Sodov approach it, the Talis like Arba. Because it's not a Dardim right. So Taisus learns Talis is Belet any same is the base. The fact that this guy says Kulishli, this is guy's Kulishli, that's the Sofuk. But Belet any same, there's no Sofuk the base. So the Chai over here as well. If Schneimach's in the Talis is not, there's no Sofuk the base. So if one person is Ochus in the Talis and the other person is Nisrach in the Talis, the Chai is also Belet any same, ain't Sofuk the base. So if it's Belet any same, ain't Sofuk the base, so then there's no different Sumchus in the Rabbanah. So what does the Chai over here mean after you lose Sumchus? According to Rabban, for sure you give it to the Muxik, but even according to Sumchus, Kamash one Sirchel Abklumi. And if Sumchus, and if Sirchel would be something, let's say Sirchel would be like Ochus. But it's still not Belet any same, it's Sofuk the base. Shai Gemara, Lefi Taisus, this Gemara is very, very strange. The Gemara here is Mashmur. How are you going to learn the Gemara? The Gemara here is Mashmur. That some of this case, where one guy's Ochus in the Talis, the other guy's Nisruch in the Talis, it has to do with the Machlaikah Sumchus in the Rabbanah. Somehow it bears on the Machlaikah Sumchus in the Rabbanah. Lefi the Rabbanah, it's more Pasha that the Sircha Lab Klumi, but Lefi Sumchus, I would have thought maybe Sircha makes a difference. Kamashmur, even Sumchus here is Mashmur. According to Taisus, what are you talking about? The whole Machlaikah Sumchus in the Rabbanah is by Dorah Dumaina. This is not a case of Dorah Dumaina. It's even more strange. It's a place, yeah.
Why don't we just say something that Sircha would be mystic? Even though Talis Gemma is not Torah, Sircha would be it.
How would Sircha be more?
Why should Sircha make Belet and Esayim yourself with the
base? It's less of a Torah, I think.
We'll see in a minute, maybe with merit what he's saying. Chayav Ashkof for Rishon at least. If Shnayim Oichsim is not a Torah de Mamayna, it's not Belay Tanei Seim Yisof Ugla Beistin. So Sikha, which is even less, certainly shouldn't make Belay Tanei Seim Yisof Ugla Beistin. We'll see. Maybe there's a way to work it out. We'll take one thing at a time. Even stranger is Taisus in Baba Kama and Daflamet Heyom Beis, the top Taisus. There also, Taisus speaks through his Yisayim that the whole Machlaik of Sumchus in the Rabban is only when there's a Dorah Dibamayna. There's no Dorah Dibamayna, Hakal Moedim, that it goes to the Muxik. Same as Taisus in Baba Vasa Lamed Heyamid Beis, and Baba Kama Lamed Heyamid Beis, Taisus says it too. I guess every Lamed Heyamid Beis, Taisus puts it in. Taisus brings a Rai over there. He says, after all, this is how you're talking. If one guy's holding on to a Talis, and the other guy says the Talis is mine, would you say Mamma Mutl Basafik Halkin according to Sumchus? So why not? Taisus Araya that since Beloit Tanei Seim there's no Sufik where since the Sufik's only Al Day Tanei Seim, that doesn't make a din of Sumchus doesn't say Achleiku in that case. And then Taisus goes on and he says, I'll bring you Araya, the Rabbah Messiah Davov says that if one person is holding on to the Talis and the other person is even Nisrach in the Talis, so still doesn't say that doesn't say Achleku. Kol Shekein, if one person is holding out the Talis and the other person not even Nisrach, he's just saying Kula Shali, so then Abadi don't say Chalku. In other words, Taisa over there brings a riot from this Gemara. There is Yisoid that when it's below Tanei, that unless it's below Tanei Seim Yisof Eglabes, unless it's a Dor Demoy, the Sumchus doesn't say Achleku. And it brings a riot from this Gemara because it says in this Gemara that if one guy is Nisrach, it's Sirch Alav Klumi. Kol Shekein, if he's not even Nisrach at all. So you see, why don't you say, so why not? Why don't you say Achleiku Taka? Why don't you Taka say Achleiku? It says in this Gemara that one guy is Nisrach, you don't say Achleiku. Kol Shekein, if he's not even Nisrach, then you certainly don't say Achleiku. And why Taka not? So Taisis, because there's no Dorah Dibamayna. So such a madazach. So what does Taisis want? So then what's the Gemara's having that Sirchah should make a difference? If in fact in order to Sumchus say Achleiku, you have to have a Dorah Dibamayna, so how does the Gemara have me that Sirchah should make any difference? Elamai, I'm telling you, maybe the Gemara's have me that Sirchah makes it, that the Leitan that makes the Dorah Dibamayna, maybe that's the Pshat. I would have a have me that Sirchah makes Dorah Dibamayna. That's what it says in that Taisis. That's what you're going to have to say. The Gemara's have me was, maybe Sirchah makes Dorah Dibamayna. Maybe when we see a sikha, maybe when we see one guy being nisrach, maybe that makes it, maybe that makes it suffic. Maybe that makes it really a suffic in our mind. Says the word kamash, but no, sikha doesn't make a suffic in our mind. Kolshkin, if he's not even holding it at all. Some of that's the... But how could that be? You're telling me that the Gemara is that having a sikha makes a suffic. Sikha makes a draw in the kamash, but sikha lak plumi. What do you mean? Even Oichzin doesn't make a draw in the mind. That's the Gemara that basically makes Oichzin the talus. The Gemara says it's not a draw in the mind. Why is it not a draw in the mind? It's not Oichzin. Because the like on the same ain't suffic le based it. So you see that even Oichzin doesn't make a draw in the mind. How could the Gemara have it that Tzircha makes a draw in the mind?
Could you say that if both people are holding out the talus substantially, so then we wouldn't say that there's suffic le based it because we could just say you have half and you have half. When the other guy isn't holding anything substantial, so then it's very weird that you'd be holding on, but it doesn't seem that you own anything.
Okay, hold on a second. Well, so that was really my first machshava was to attack along these lines. I said, maybe you could say it like this. There may be a vada oichsin makes a draw in the mind. The Muaz has a havim, maybe sikha makes a draw in the mind. Maybe when Basin sees a sikha, they already see a sofik. Kamashman sikha la plumi. If they're oichsin, a vada that makes a sofik. If two people are oichas in the talus, a vada makes a suffix. So why is it not a drada minor? The answer is because if two people are oichas in the talus, it makes more than a suffix. It makes a vada, and if it's a vada, it's not a suffix. It's a vada. It's not that holding on is nothing. First, in the basement, if people are shining oichas in the talus, it's not a drada minor. That doesn't mean because it's not strong enough to be a drada minor. A vada is strong enough to be a drada minor. Strong enough to make a suffix. It's strong enough to make more than a suffix. Shining oichas in the talus is so strong that it makes a vada. If it's a vada, it's not a suffix. But sikha, I would have said, okay, sikha make a vada, but at least let it make a suffix. Kamash one, sikha la plumin, it doesn't even make a suffix. That could be emes. I thought afterwards, maybe it's even more. Maybe it's the same word, but just more clear. By shnayim oichsin betalus, each person has a vada. This is learned. Each person has a vada that half the talus is his. There's an ansari. Each person has an ansari, half the talus is his. The nidin is, the shayla is though, is there a suffix in the other half of the talus? Because I'm holding the talus, the half that I'm holding on to, I have an ansari that is mine. Al me'anu donim, but I say kulishuli. Is there a suffix that maybe the other half of the talus is also mine? So we think, Marcin, no, not a drada in mine. The other half, my muksokas is on this half of the talus. I have no muksokas on the other half of the talus. So on the other half of the talus, so I'm just saying kula shali. That's the more close beloitan the same ain't sofik lebasin. Now that they have a taina, they're making tain. They're tining on the whole talus. Each one's tining on the whole talus, but that's their tainus. They tine this out. Basin doesn't see any achiz in the other half. And achiz in this half, I talk again with an ansali. In agamar, on the other hand, we're being done. One person is a muksok in the whole talus. The shaila is, but maybe the sircha, the other fellow is nisrach and he's basically in the whole talus. He's the only oichas. But the other fellow has a sircha in half the talus. He's nisrach in half the talus. Here we're being done that maybe sircha in half the talus at least makes a suffix in this half. In this half that I'm nisrach in, there was the emes halacha is that one guy gets the whole talus. Reuben's holding on to the whole talus. He gets the whole talus. Shimon is nisuch in the talus. But here the Gemara is a halamina that maybe sirch is strong enough. Of course, make a suffix in the other half. But maybe sirch is at least strong enough to make a suffix in this half. So kamash, no, sirch is nothing. Sirch doesn't even make a suffix. That is the two answers of that. It's the same answer, just a different answer. The same answer. The point in half the talus, a vada musokas can make a suffix. It doesn't need to make a suffix. It makes a vada. And in the other half of the talus, there's no oichas can't generate a suffix. So it's below tani same made suffix. What makes the suffix is the tainus. That's called below tani same made suffix lebeisim. Here in Agamemnon, we've been done that he does not have. There is no vadai. There's no vadai. He doesn't have an oichas, but he has a sikh in half the talus. Maybe that he has a sikh. Maybe the sikh should make a suffix, and maybe half the talus is his. So Taisis, you see from this Gemara that the Gemara to have him, you know, that maybe Sircha can make a Suffolk. Gemara says, no, Sircha can't make a Suffolk. So Avada Tain alone can't make a Suffolk. Okay, let's see back. Oh, yeah, just one or two more horrors just on this before we leave it. Akapana mitzvahu and Rashi, that the whole hadolita here of Sircha is only by only in Sumchas. The feel of Sumchas Rashi learns means aliba the Sumchas. In the Rabbanim there's no chiddush. Have a poshut. One guy's ochas and talis, the other guy's nisuk and talis. It's open and shut. According to Sumchas, is a hadolita. Maybe that's called mamana mutl basaf. The mice in the Rif we saw that the kamash one is in the Rabbanim as well. The Rif says that the kamashmon the sirchalav klumi, gafilu the sumchas don moed mitul basafik, also kamashmon sirchalav klumi. The Rambam is also mashmon that way. The Rambam brings down the halacha that even if one guy is nisrich in the talis, nonetheless, if one guy is ochas in the talis, even if the other guy is nisrich in the talis, says the Rambam, you give it to the fellow who's ochas in the talis, not to the fellow who's nisrich in the talis. That's the Gemara, but the Rambam doesn't pass like sumchas. The Rambam passes like the rabbanon of sumchas. So mashmon the Rambam that even in the rabbanon of sumchas, you have a chiddush that sirchul it's still called a chiddush. It needs to be said that sirchul avklumi. So it comes up a strange thing. It seems like a machlekes Rashi on the one end and the Rif and the Rambam on the other. Rashi learns the whole chiddush of sirchul avklumi is only in sumchus. In the Rabbanon doesn't even need to be said. And in the Rif and the Rambam, you see that even in the Rabbanon, there's a halamina that maybe sirchul is something. Yep. Hi, Mike. So it could be that it goes that shuk, and it's totally in what we had in the beginning of Sech. Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Taisus, how do we look at it? Shitas at Taisus, the Rosh, many Rishonim, is that each guy is Muxuk and half the Talis. That's the side over here, each guy is Muxuk and half the Talis. That's what we say, Yechaykum. So it could be a Havamina, that just like Oichsin, if I'm Ochus and the Talis, it makes gives me a muksokas and half the talis. So maybe sikh also gives me a muksokas and half the talis. Even if I'm nisikh and half the talis, maybe even if I'm nisikh and the talis, maybe that also gives me a muksokas and half. It's kamash one sikh alav klumi. Not impossible. But you can read the Gemara the way the Rif says. I would have thought that the shnayim oichsim the talis, the chiddush is if how is the talis yoytzi minachas yarech amiyam. If one person is muksik in the talis, the other guy is nisikh in the talis. Glad I have him, you know. That maybe sircha is enough to give me a muksokas in the talis. Kamash b'lo not. I mean, good. Why not? Why can't that be pshat in the Gemara? However, Rashi learns that shnai mechsim b'talis, they're both muksik in the whole talis. Ad kedei kach, that the Gemara based on havam, you know, that you shouldn't even be able to be chaylik the talis. Because since they're both muksik in the whole talis, so when you chaylik the talis, you're taking away half the talis from each person. So what did the Gemara say? How are you able to have to do it? When the base and raise, how are you able to do it? According to, they're both musik in the whole talis. Elamai Rabbanan, Hami Amaran, Amaytzim Mechaveru Levaraya. The act of chalukah of being chayilat the talis is an act of being Amaytzim Mechaveru. So how are you able to do it? So what is your answer? Shigayi Tafsiu, which means, Rashi says, Ain kind of Amaytzim Mechaveru. Ain kind of Amaytzim Mechaveru. Rashi in the Mishnah says, why not? Why isn't there Amaytzim Mechaveru? They're both musik in the whole talis. Now you're going to divide the talis, give half the talis to each one. Why isn't there Amaytzim Mechaveru over here? So what did Rashi say? Ein zeh kayach yoisim yiseh. Rashi was up shat and shayim oichsim. It's not that this guy's a muksuk in half and this guy's a muksuk in half. They're jointly holding on to the whole talis, but you're able to split the talis because ein zeh kayach yoisim yiseh. So could be Rashi l'shitasi holds. The whole word here is ein zeh kayach yoisim yiseh. Really, they're muksuk together in the whole talis. But you're able to do the chalukah because ein zeh kayach yoisim yiseh. But they're equal because ein zeh kayach yoisim yiseh. But if one guy's ochus and one guy's nisach, how can you say ein zeh kayach yoisim yiseh? Avadi has a kayach yoisim yiseh. He's ochus and he's only a nisach. So that goes without saying. If one guy is ochas and one guy is nisrach, yesh lezeh kayach, yesh lezeh avada, then you give it to the one who's ochas, not to the one who's nisrach. According to Sumchus, I would have said, but it's still mamon and mutul basafik. Okay, let's see right. Zot Gemar. Im Tim Tzoloimar, a new stage in the world. Im Tim Tzoloimar, Tok Ve'echem Yitzim Yitzim Yodoy, Hegdisha Einu Mekudeshes. That's for sure. That if you hold the talk for Echad before Einu Meitzin Oisim Yod, if you hold it, if you take it the talus, the Gemara says, Rav Zeira Shailah, that if you grab the talus, we take it away from him. So then, Avada, if you makdash the talus, Avada, that's nothing. But in Tim Tzuloyim, a talk for Echad before Einu Meitzin Oisim Yod, if you learn that if you grab the talus, it's Einu Meitzin Oisim Yod, Hekdisha b'lo tokfu ma. What's it in if you were makdish the talis rather than be taken? Kayrin dom amara miros lo gvaikim siros lo egi dami. Keman de tokfu dami. Haidil mahash dami u loy tokfu. Uksiv v'ish ki akdish is beis in kodesh. Ma beis in b'shusse av kol l'shusse. Lafku lapuki hai. The lab is the labor is shusa. Dr. Rashi. Intim to shela seiru lifshoi to mitzino isim yodav yachleiku. Hegdisha b'loi tokfa eina mekudesh. It's the only hegdisha we talk. But if you hold that the tokfa does work, what would be the din of hegdisha? Do I say hold tokfa ve'in yachalak tisho? Do we say no? Maybe Amiras Lagavaya, Kimisirosai Lehenit. So, Hashkofri Shaila. Sounds like a Psalamdash Shaila. Does Hekdisha have the force of Tokfa? Rashi Lashaila Sushtakal Mashmawi. Le'olam Hekdisha Mitokfa. Rashi Lamsadaritz. You can't be taikif. Can't be taikif. Obviously, all the magdisha be tough. Matzada, you could be taikif. That's the shayla. Maybe it's Rashman Rashi. But in Matzada, you could be taikif. The shayla is it all the magdisha be tough? Hegdisha be tough. Hegdisha, hegdisha be tough. Sounds like a shayla lovelus. Does hegdisha have the koyach of tokva? Tokva has about a koyach. That's our shayla. Of shayla. Rabzeir is bayer. But we have a Pzeret Abayah that maybe Tokva has a Koyach that Eid Mitzvah Nesim Yonah. And now we have a Shalom. What about Hekdisha? Maybe that's Olam. Maybe that has the Koyach of Tokva. And maybe not. Maybe it's not Olam. Not so Olam like Tokva. Problem is that by Tokva itself, how does Tokva work? And the tzad and Rav Zeir, the tokfa does work. How does tokfa work? So Moshe said, "Ashtika kaida." Rav Zeir said, "Ashtika kaida." Be the shasuk, do you idle? So, the malashach. If by hekdisha you have a ida, then the vada should work. And if by hekdisha you don't have a ida, then the vada is no good. I mean, even tokfa without a ida would be nothing. So what's the Gemara shayla? So, the Kayach is this problem, presumably Tysus learns. See, Rashi will have to revisit, but Tysus learns that in the Chanami, that's the Baya. What sounds in the Gemara like it's a Lamda Shabaya, this is a Kedisha, Olam Yitokva, not Olam Yitokva, it's really not a Lamda Shabaya. It's a Baya in Mitzias. Do I say over here, Shtika Kaido? When a person is Makdish, we have Shnai Mechzim Talas, and one person is Makdish and Talas, do I say that the other building was Mechzim and not? Let's see Tysus inside. Hekdisha b'lay tokfa. Look, Tysus, who may nami, kigoin, sheshosak b'shosh hekdisha, ulu basoif, sheshola gizbar tzolach. It has to be, in order for it to be parallel to Rav Zera, it has to be shosak ulu basoif tzolach. So what's ulu basoif? Mele by a talus, you have maybe a tchil and a soif, it's an ongoing thing. You grabbed the talus and he was quiet, then when you left, before you left Basin, he was, at some point later in the entire, he was sabach. So I understand you have a tchil and a soif. By hektish, there's the moment that he's hektish and finished. Where's the levasoif? So Tais says levasoif is when the gizba comes to collect. That's the vasoif. The haschal is when he's actually makdashit, when Reuben, let's say, is makdashit, and he was shaisik. And then the seif of the process is when Hekdash comes to collect. And at that point, Shimon was Sovach. Umi Boyerle. The shayla is, Kayim Adam Yerosel Gavaya, Kimis Yerosel Hegyet. So how did Hekdash get talked for? The Kayim and Sheshosak, Oidoy Oidile. It's Oido. The Shtika, since Shimon was Shaisik, so there's Oido, and it's a good Hekdash. Vahavi Hekdash. V'leidomi, Tais has a question. V'leidomi legezel v'leidus yosh legozel v'leidus yashu abaylim. V'shneim ein yochayim l'haktish zel lefi she'en v'shaloi v'zel lefi she'en v'shusoi. Tais is bothered, even if we'll grant that Shimon was moited to Reuben, when Reuben was makdish, that Shimon was moited to him, but the ma'isa was sitting, half the talus is sitting in Shimon's hands. So how's Reuben able to be makdish? It should lack in its she'en v'shusoi. And the din is, the Gemara quotes, if very full Degadis or something about, that in order to be Makdash something has to be Rishusai. So how could, even if there is Aydah, how could Reuven be Makdash it? So Taisus answers, the came into Aydilei, Havi Kippikadoi, Shiyeshli Biadachem, the Yakul Hakdash. And so on. He said, no, if Shimon was made to Reuven, then now it's sitting by Shimon B'Torah's Pikod. If it's sitting by Shimon B'Torah's Pikod, then Shimon's Rishus is Reuven's Rishus. That's halacha, that if I'm a Shimon for you, then my Rishus is your Rishus. That's what Tosfos, that's the Gemara that Tosfos brings. That's called Rishus. So remember, that's the Gemara's tzadet of Shugur. When Reuven was makdashit, kilu Shimon is made to Reuven. The minute Shimon is made to Reuven, so it becomes like a pikodin biyad Shimon. And the melech should be a valid. Melech will be a valid hekdash. It's called b'shusay. Hagam l'chayra. The moment when he was makdash, what makes it b'shusay? What makes it b'shusay is Shimon's Haidah. Shimon's Haidah is a result of Reuven's being makdash. So how is Reuven makdash in the first place? At the moment he was makdash, it wasn't his rishus. It only becomes his rishus because Shimon is made. That's what makes it in Reuven's rishus. So the Torah has a lashon that hekdeshay or rishusay b'im ke'achad. It's all chal. It's all one thing. It all happens at the same moment. The minute Reuven is makdashit, at that moment, simultaneous with that, Shimon is shosik and moida, and therefore ends up becoming biyada, and mele hekdash is able to be, the hekdash is able to be chal. The Ksais has an idin over here in Siman Reish Nun Ches. There's a machlokes of Balamor and the Ramban in Baba Kama. The following case, let's say you have somebody steals something. The Ganav steals something from the, and it's sitting by the Ganav. So the din is then it's called Ein B'Shusay. If the Bailim want to gozel when it's Yashua, Bailim Shteim Ein Yechem L'Haptish, Zeh L'Fi She'en and Shaloi, Zeh L'Fi She'en and B'Shusay. Famous Gemara. It's as long as it's by the Gaz, then it's not in the Bailim Shus. It belongs to the Bailim, the Vada of the Shaloi. There was no Yish. The Vada of the Shaloi belongs to the Bailim, but it's not in his Shus. It's sitting by the Ganav. Then the Ganav comes and says, you know, the Ganav steps forward, and the Ganav says, I want to give it back. But he didn't give it back yet. He was not yet Mekayim HaShavah. But the Ganav says, now I want to, I did Shuvah, I want to give it back. So the Baal Amor says, now Reuven could be Makdash. Now the Baal could be Makdash. Because now the Ganav is holding it for the Baal. It becomes like a Pikodin B'Yodah. Like the Gemara in Taliyah. And the Ramban is Chalik. The Ramban says, no, it's not called that it's in the Baal's Rishus until the Ganav gives it back to the Baal. So Ksai says that you see the Taisus holds like the Baal Amor. Taisus says that the Levites, Reuven and Shimon were arguing about Talis Kilu Shimon. They're stealing the Talis from each other. And now all of a sudden, the minute Shimon is Maida, the Talis really belongs to Reuven. So Taisus says, that's it. He doesn't have to give the Talis back to Shimon, to Reuven. The minute Shimon is Maida, that the Talis belongs to Reuven, it becomes the Kippikodin Beyoda. Says the Ksai. Apparently Taisus holds like the... He wasn't really a Shimer in the first place. Initially he was like a Ganav. He was saying Kula Shali. And it says in Tosis that the minute he says that he wants to give it back, so it's he's ice Ganav. It goes back to being Ganav Rishus. So it says the Ksais. I think Epikari also says this in somewhere. Ksais says it for sure. Says the Ksais that it's a right that Tosis holds like the Baal Amor. The rate is that L'chor is not the same. It's very different. Like case Ganav. So the Ganav has kinyonim, and we know there's a concept of kinyonim gneva. Ganav, when he steals something, gets kinyonim in the gneva. Le'inyin, that is chayiv and einsin. There's all kinds of chiyuvim that attach themselves to him because he's a Ganav. The Gemara calls that a kinyon. Ganav is kinyon. When a Ganav is kinyon gzeila, when a Ganav steals something, he acquires kinyonim in the gzeila. Le'inyin, that is chayiv and einsin. So there, the Ramban holds, since the Ganav has kinyonim gneva, so those kinyonim gneva, the Ramban holds, prevent. Even if the Ganav now did Shuva and he really wants to give it back to the Baal Mulamais, he's Chayav Anointsin. He still has all of those chiyuvim. He has the status of a Ganav. The Torah gave him a status of a Ganav. Kozman has the status of a Ganav with Kinyon Gneivim. That prevents Kinyon Gneivim. That prevents it from being considered in the Baal Mulamais until he actually does the Hashavah. In the case of Shneimach Simitalis, Shimon, what's the case? Shneimach Simitalis. It turns out that Shimon now is Moida that really Reuven had the whole Talis. So what does it mean? It means Reuven picked up the Talis alone first. And then Shimon is now murdered that he grabbed half the talis away from Reuven. Did Shimon get kinyonic gneiva in the talis? Avada not. The verse said later on, Davches, that in order to be talis, you have to pick it up on your own. If you pick up half a talis and half a talis on the floor, you're not claiming the talis. The Gemara is dantak, when two people pick up a talis together, how's anybody claiming? This guy only picked up half the talis, the other guy only picked up half the talis. So the Gemara says, well, you know, migad zoch l'nasi, zoch l'nami l'chavre, each one is kilu picking up half the talis for the other fellow also. So we have a joint Kinyan and the talus. That's when they both want to be claiming the talus together. But if Reuven's holding on the talus, now Shimon comes and he grabs half the talus away. He only grabbed half the talus, didn't grab the whole talus. That's not a Kinyan. Avadi doesn't get Kinyan Gneva. So calls man that Shimon is kicking and screaming at Kula Shuli and Reuven is not able to get the talus, saying the Yochalai Tzibidayonim, as he's going to say later. So then it's still not in Shimon Reuven's Rishus. Because even though Shimon doesn't have Kinyan Gneva in the talus, but what does it matter? But Metzias, Reuven to access the talus, that also prevents it from being in his Rishus. But the minute Shimon is made, and Shimon comes around and says, no, I'm willing to give it, I agree, it's really your talus. So then there's nothing being ma'akav, then it's irregular, it's a kibikon b'yona, kinyonig, they never had in the first place. Any awful age of b'yona, it's no longer a problem, it's no longer being an impediment. So there, Tais says, v'dov ha'posha, that about it now, it's considered to be in Reuven's Rishus. So the choice is the analogy is not so posha. Akapanim, that's one side of the Bible. Tais explains, the side of the Bible that it does work is, that when Reuven was Makdashit, Shimon was Maida, the minute Shimon was Maida, so now we know it's Reuven's, and Shimon is Shimon's holding it for Reuven, it's Kippikodin B'yodoi, it's considered to be in Reuven's Rishus, and that's why Hekdash. Oy Dilma, what's the other side of the Gemara's Bayah? Dilma Hekdash, Loy Avikitkifa, maybe Hekdash, it's not a good, not like a Tkifa. Dilma Yitzvah, why not? So again, not up to Lomdus, so let's see this. Dilma Yitzvah Peshulvarav. Why should Shimon just, if Reuven grabs it, Shimon has to scream, but Reuven wants to babble and it's hectic. Shimon doesn't feel that has to evoke from him a response. He said Kula Shuli and finish. He doesn't have to bother to object to Reuven's saying that it's hectic. And that's the Gemara Shaila. Is it a Shtika Kredo or is it not a Shtika Kredo? The Gemara brings Raya from Humasusa. We're not up to the end of the Gemara, but Tosha says that that's also a case of Hikdishchad Veshosak Yiduch. We'll see later. The case of Masusa was also such a case. The one that was shaysing. Well, maskara do have a hektish, and the maskara over there by Mitzvah. It's not a hektish. Almost the kosei ain't a kedo. Right, this last line of Taisus we'll have to revisit when we get to Mitzvah. So Chay Taisus comes out that the Gemara Shadow here, Tisha B'Lei Tofa, it's a Shadow Mitzvah. Do we say Shtika Kedo? Do we say Shtika Kedo? And what are the two sides of the bayah? One side is shtika is kaido. So the verse is because amiros lo gavaya kishtika amiros lo gavaya kimisiros lo hegit. Chayil if he tells us that just means therefore Shimon has to scream. It's as if Reuven is grabbing it away from him. Amiros lo gavaya kimisiros lo hegit. It's as if Reuven is grabbing it. So Reuven is actually doing something. So Shimon that ought to invoke a response from Reuven. That's one side. Or what's that? That it's not aido. Not a hido. If it's not a hido, so then a body Reuven can't be makdashit because it doesn't belong to because the gdir is yachleku. It's not his talus. What does the Gemara say? What's the other tzad? What's a tzad that is no good? What does the Gemara say? So it's ainu b'shusay. It's very fair. The chisor is ainu b'shusay. The chisor l'chayis because ainu shalay. So I mentioned the talus. The din is going to be yachleiku. Now I'm after your hair for the talus. So if it's a hido, it's a hido. But if it's not a hido, so why is the hektish no good? The hektish is no good because it's not mine. What is it going to have to come out to any of Shusay?
Because if you were
talking,
it would be yours.
Yeah, but why? Shtika is not. If I would be taking it, yeah, but I was. I'll stick a kaido, but the mice I wasn't taking it. I mean, what does it have to do? Because the Gemara later on, I was susa. What do you mean? There was no hidah over here. So if there's no hidah, then there's yachleiku. So what does it matter if I would be taikif it? Maybe there would be a hidah. So there was no hidah. Maybe if I would be taikif it, then he would be shaysik. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he would be tzalach. If I would be taikif it, then he would be tzalach, then there would be a shtika kaidah. But that's nothing right now. Right now, I wasn't taikif it. There was no shtika. The shtika that he was shaysik is nothing because of lama yitzvach, just because I want to be makdash. So there's no shtika kaidah. So the din is yachleiku. The din is yachleiku. But shtayim echsim betalas. The din is yachleiku. How can I be makdash your hair for the talus? So we'll be after the chaylik the talus, and I'll go and be makdash your hair. But it's no good. You have to come out to any b'shusay. It's no good because it's not my talus. It's your talus, based on paskin the chaylik. So if you learn like Rashi the Moshul, that the chaluk is misafik. If you learn like Rashi, the chaluk of shnayim oichs metalus is misafik. So then I could hear. Then I could hear that maybe you have to come on to Eine B'Shusay because really it's a Suffolk. And the whole Chalukah is me Suffolk. So if you're Rashi, Yesh Mokum Loimar, that even though a chayil of talis is suffik, but bottom line is a suffik. It might be kulishuli. I'm makdis the whole talis. That's negate to yisurim. It's negate to yeradeh. Maybe the talis is also bana. So and the ma'is of the talis is a suffik. So what do I get? We made a pshara, basically made a pshara that yachleikum is suffik. But the ma'isa klapish shmaya galia, the other half of the talis might be mine. So if I'm makdis the talis, maybe the hector should be chal. It should be also to the other guy. Shouldn't be allowed to be nana from it. So then, Sarach Adov Leomer, that maybe the reason why I can't do it, it makes sense. Tak, it's a suffix. The Hector should be chal. So why is the Hector Shtak and not chal? The answer is, because even if Kapish Maya Galia, the whole talis is mine, but since Lamaisa, the basin is going to pass in the Yachleiku, so it's only Yachleitzi, the Yachleitzi, the Dayanim, I have no way to access the other half of the talis. So if I can't access the other half of the talis, then it's Eli Bishusay, and the din is that I can only come and get some Maya Rishus. So that's kind of good. The other part is, but that's not what Taisus holds. Taisus holds the chaluk of the talis is not the Torah suffik. Taisus holds the chaluk of the talis is the Torah's vade, and I'm sadi the mighty tofus hide day. But I'm sadi the mighty tofus hide day. So we're chaluk the talis because we hold that the emes is that the other half of the talis belongs to Shimon. So if that's the emes, then the reason why it can't be maktish is not because it's not a mighty shus, but because it's not shaloi. So why does the Gemara have to say that it's not? Why does the Gemara have to come on to the fact that to the thing of ishki aktish is based on it's not? If there's no idoya, then there's an ansadi that it's not might that it's not shaloi. It's totally really in the Havan Tyson the base of Madalif, the Anansari. How strong exactly is the Anansari? Now, we were down at the time. What exactly is the force of that Anansari? Does it mean it's Mamash Tfisum Muchachas? Like Naskar Rav Abba, that it's a Tfisum Muchachas that I know for sure that it belongs to him? We were, you know, we had objections to that. Because Tyson said, Mamash Shai Loisim Bishtar. Tyson said, that's also an Yachaiku of Anansari. But there's an Ansari. There's a Tfisum Muchachas. Both holding on to a star, there's an Ansari that the star is half paid. So that's not true. So an ansari star is half paid. That's the derech when the star is half paid. We walk around for the rest of our lives holding on to the talis, holding on to the star together. It can't be that kind of an ansari. So we said at the time, it's more mistabe to mean that it's a tefisu mechachas. Taisus means that since each guy has in half the talis, hamitzu mecharel of haraya. So like the Rosh says, kol dovah shubi adodam yesh lono lachshuv shu shaloi. That if you have each guy's a muchzik in half the talis, hamitzu mecharel of haraya, that creates a certain presumption that yesh lono lachshuv shu shaloi. Could be that doesn't rise to the level that already. Remember, that's the lashon of the Rosh. Kol davar shu biyad olam yesh lanu lachshuv shu shaloi. It's not a tfisu muchachas in the sense of. This goes back to things we dwelt on in the beginning of the Masechta. You have tfisu muchachas. You're holding on to a chayfus. If it's not goydris, if it's not madrur masum lachshuv lahaskir, then the fact that you're holding on to it is a raya that it belongs to yours. Because that's sukkinish begas nusul leimachzikinu. And then there's something less than that. There's more. There's a mitzvah mechveil of a raya. You have a chveis, you have a kaisel, and it falls into my rishus. So we don't know who built the kaisel. Raya who built the kaisel. There's no chazak who built the kaisel. But the mice, it fell into my rishus. A mitzvah mechveil of a raya. I'm the muchzuk. So if taisis, we had strong stone on that base. When taisis over there says anan sari, it doesn't mean anan sari of tfisum chachas. It means a mitzvah mechveil of a raya. The rosh losh and kodav shubi adonam yesh lanolach shuv shalei. There's a certain working assumption, a halachic assumption. Like a chazaka to make car, you know, the mikveh was molly, we assume it's molly klai. The mummon is in my hands, so we assume that it's mine until we know otherwise. But it's not a raya like a tfisu mechacha, it's not a hechacha. So that could be the dad already, like I'd be surim, you know, if it's only called over, should be on yesh lanu lachshuv shalei, it's an hoga. We have to assume that the money in my hands, we have to be knowing that the money is mine until you bring a raya otherwise. But the Gabi Yisurim, it could be that if I'm Machdash it, now there's a Shaila this of a Heter, maybe the Heter might really be Chal. It's not only have a Raya Gemur, the half the Talis is mine, half the Talis is yours. We have a Maisa Mechavel of a Raya. We have to be Noyig, since I'm the one who's Muchzik and half the Talis, you're the one who's Muchzik and half the Talis. Till we have a Raya, other we have to be Noyig, that we have to assume. It's a little lax with the Rosh calls. We have to assume that presumptively, I get that this moment is mine. You want to be Maisa for me, you have to bring a Raya. But now, if there's some Shaila this of a Heter, that was Chal, because you were Machdash the Talis. Could very well be klapish my galia. Maybe it's your talis, but maybe there's a mokum loymer that maybe the hekdesh. See, it's not over there, but maybe the hekdesh could be. Maybe there's a mokum to say that the hekdesh could be chal. Except that it's not a ma'irishus. It's any yochel shidom. The ma'is is not a ma'irishus, so therefore it's not chal. The ma'isa, this other mahalchim here. In this lashon, the person asked this question: What do you have to come on? Lufi Tyson Mahalchul Gemara. Why do you have to come on to Enim Shusay? Enim Shalay. The Emes in Richvitz Mavur that not everybody's goes this line. each gaktish is basic. The three beings there are those who are not gerus at all. Could very well be. Taisa doesn't mention it. Taisa doesn't mention that on its side. Taisa doesn't say anything about the enim shesuri. Could be Taisa was pasha just not gerus in the gemara. So then, stam, we have no problem. The Ritva has another word. It's hard to believe this is what Taisus meant because it's very subtle in Taisus. But the Ritva Hazib says a word that the Ish Kiyakdish is basically is an explanation of why Shimon wasn't Tzavach. Why didn't Shimon scream? Why, you know, we're saying it's not a Hidil, but maybe it's not a Hidil. Why not? Shimon should have screamed. The first half of the Gemara is very good. The guy is mamish and loved us. He's mamish being taken for talis. So why didn't Shimon scream? The answer is Shimon didn't scream because Shimon held it and loved us. Now he's talking because Shimon knows that the ishki actish is better. Shimon knows that in order to make something that has to be in your shus, and therefore Shimon felt that he's not obligated to scream because based on that, everybody understands that actish and that saying in shus is nothing. It's another way to get out of this problem. So maybe the ainah shaloi Shimon doesn't have. You know, the ainah shaloi, that there's an ansari lie, maybe that Shimon, you know, al zeno donim, this guy says kula shali, this guy says kula shali. So it's the an ansari Shimon doesn't reckon with. But the ainah mishusi, that Shimon holds it, that's a reason for him to be shaysen. This is another one, the Truma Sakri, says Psamari the Kavod. He says the reason why the Gemara invokes over your ainah mishusi. Because the Gemara holds that on the tzad that is not a hidoya, then only is the hektish not chal in the other half of the talis that Reuben loses. It's not even the chal in the half of the talis that Reuben wins, because since you have to say achleiku and you have to say achleiku with the shvur, and meanwhile you haven't said the shvur, so meanwhile the din chaluka hasn't been chal. So the din chaluka hasn't been chal, and he can't even lakish his half of the talis. If shtikus chaydor like the first tzad of the bayah, then the Shimon was moider, the whole talis is Reuben's, or rather the hektish is chal in the whole talis. But in the tzad of the Shimon is not moider, then it remains yachleiku, and yachleiku is b'shvur. If yachleiku is b'shvur, then until they take the shvur, then it's ainu b'shvur, so he can't even make this his own half. And that's what the Gemara has to stress when we reach ishki hektish is basin. That is all b'chal b'chal.
Then
it's ainu shalom. No, shalom is tom, it is. Even though it lacks the shvur, you can't say it's not shalom. Klapishmaya galya, then maybe it's his, after all, it's an ansari especially. Klapishmai guy is his talis, and we're going to give him half the talis. Can't say Klapishmai, it's not his talis. We're actually going to give him half the talis. But since Lemaise, it's Mechusar, Gavaino, says, the Truma Sakri says, we won't yet go over the talis. We have to take a shvur before we go over the talis. So it's called, meanwhile, it's not yet called an Israel Shus. Maybe it's Tolik, it's a Shus Hanot, and a Shus Haneftarim. Maybe it goes back to that, right? But on the Torah, the shvur is necessary. He has to take a shvur, but it's not like the shvur is a requirement for him to get the talis. If it's a shvur is hanoitel, it means he hasn't yet been noitel the talis, not yet in his rishus. It could be that it goes back to that rate. What's the nature of the shvur? Thank you. And then you
see. What? Means sure, yeah. It doesn't make a difference with the shvur. As long as the other guy is still holding on.
No, until he takes a shvur, then we won't give him control.
No, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make a difference if the shvur is hanoitel.
I'm saying even if it's a shvur haneftar, yeah. But they think if it's a shvur haneftar, then even if he will take the shvur, yeah. The thing is this. If it's a shvur haneftar, but Kvega says that it's a shvur haneftar, and even if he refuses to take the shvur, we'll still give him half the talis. We'll just be mashed. We'll put him into shamta for not taking the shvur. But he doesn't. It's not a requirement for him to get half the talis.
Yeah, right. But in the moment in this situation that they are right now, right. He can't just go ahead and let's say give it to. Shusa means that he has control.
Well, maybe he could. If it's only a Shusa and Iftarim, that means he has a chiv to take a shvur. Otherwise, we're going to demand of him, if he wants to keep this staff of the talis, we're going to demand of him a shvur. And if he's not going to take the shvur, we're going to put him into chayim, and we're going to give him a hard time. But the maisa, this talis is still called, like by a mitzvah mixus. You have to, or any Shusa and Iftarim. Mitzvah mixus, you know, so you have to take a shvur on the other half. But if you were machdash that other half, I say you owe me 100. I say I gave you 2 sheep. And you might even mix us. And half the sheep you give, one sheep you give me back, and the other half you kaifer. But you didn't take a shua. But you didn't yet take the shua. It's a shua son of
Torah. The sheep is in my house. Yeah, there's someone else holding on to it.
So, I don't know if that matters. That's the other one, the Ritva. The Ritva is another one that's Mechusik of Aino. But besides that, he says, also you have to take the shua.
Same when it goes together, and the day is still holding on to it.
I mean, we won't do the Chalukah until. But then already probably it's a shua son of Torah. It's not that it's a shua son of Torah, it's something that's not the shop. Anyway, I'm not saying a dover mukhlim. But upon him, these are various, yeah.
If he tells us his English person, no. Rashi says his person, if he tells us.
Tells me, we didn't have attention to the first so much. The God is the basis of the base, that it's a shvus and nothing.
But if he tells us his
shvus and
nothing, that's why he has to come onto the whole world. If Rashi is pushing, it's a shvus and nothing. That's why he doesn't need the whole world.
Sure.
You said before that if you're actually going to come on to, we don't have a problem with our shoes over here. Because we said we have Safi and Safi Inuit. Right. The Safi Inuit if you told us the shoes in Milton, that's what it happened.
Well, Tosos is an Ansadi. But even if it's an Ansadi, but now that we're Masakhin Ashur, maybe the Ritva says it, even though there is an Ansadi. But the Maisa Chazal imposed over your Achir Shur. So maybe until you take the Shur, we're not going to let you keep the get the talis. So it's not Peshusser. So we have a lot of possibilities. So again, we have a problem. Lefi Tosos, the Tzadik. The Shai was traveling Gemara. The Gemara is the Sofik. Lefi Tosos, the Gemara Sofik is the Sofik L'chari Metzias. Reuben was Machdash the talis, Shimon was Shosik. Was there Eidah or was there no Eidah? So the Shaila is on the side that there was no Eidah. What is the Gemara have to come out there and be Shusay? Typically, it's Eidah Shalom. So we have a multiplicity of answers. One answer is maybe Taishtakan Adarisit. The Ritva brings it. Maybe there's maybe not to be Goris, that line in the Gemara. Okay, Shalom Al Yisrael. So we have another possibility, the Ritva has Psavot, that maybe that's why Shimon didn't have to be Tzavach. The reason why Shimon didn't have to be Tzavach is because Shimon knew that that it's Eidah Shusay, and that's why Shimon didn't feel the need to be Tzavach. Another possibility is that, which won't work for Tosis, but it's according to Rashi that it's a moment that it's Chaluk of Sofik, so they missed the whole talis is a Sofik. Maybe they actually should be Chalmi Sofik. The answer is, but it's Ani B'Shusay. But that's not really going to work for Tosis, it's an Ansari. Unless we'll say the Tosis Ansari is not a full fledged, it's not a Tfisum Muchachas. It means that Rashi Mechavar Levaraya, so presumptively, Yesh Lon Elachshav. But maybe the Gabi Surim, that's not enough to prevent the Isser Hekdash from being Chal, except that it's Ani B'Shusay. And they have the Truma Sakri. The Truma Sakri says in the Chanami. For the other half of the Talis of Ad, it's Enish Shaloi. It's enough to say it's Enish Shaloi. But the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even the half that they have to keep, he's not able to be Machdash. Because meanwhile, it's Mechus Gavayim, it's Mechus Shuah, and maybe it's not Meshusay. Of course, if there's Aydah, then it's a different story. If there's Aydah, then it could be Machdash. Then it is Meshusay, yeah.
According to the second answer there above, that the puzzle again is the logic of Shimon.
Right.
That's right. So what did you then say? You could ask the same question that he shouldn't say. Oh, I don't need to be because it's not
right. Right. Exactly. Why can't Shimon say I don't have to be tzavach because Eidah Shaloi?
Right.
So I know. Yeah. In the Chanami, it's hard. I maybe we'll have to say that much Shimon doesn't know. Shimon understands everything. You know, it's a little bit strange. We'll have to say Shimon doesn't chab that he doesn't have to be tzavach because Eidah Shaloi. Al zayin donim. This guy says Shaloi. This is kula shali. This guy says kula shali. So Shimon doesn't think I don't have to be tzavach because everybody knows that it's shali. Reuben says Kula Shali. We're in the middle of a dentire about that.
You're saying
Shimon understands at least that it's saying
the Meshusa. It's more of a chiddush for Shimon to assume someone else can't be Makdish his own property than to say that.
You know, it's not so pashut to Shimon that we're not going to, that the Hekdash won't be Chal because the Talis doesn't belong to Reuben. Because Reuben claims the Talis does belong to him and we're in the middle of a dentire about that. But that much Shimon.
I have a Chenis Bari that it's mine, so why would I assume that Basin's going to let this guy be Makdish what I think is mine?
Well, because Basin hasn't yet decided who it belongs to, so maybe Basin would allow such a hekdash to go through. Shimon has the Belsir as a shtika kaida. Let's see back to Toshma. A little bit further. Toshma. The Aida Suso. So Taisa says that the din of this mesusa ought to have been, if nothing else would have happened, it would have been called Olam Gvar. Nobody's a muchsuk, it would have been called Olam Gvar. But when in fact was Kam Chad Minayo Akdasha, one guy was Makdashit. Parshinwe, Rav Chananya, Rav Yishu, Vekulu Rabbanu. So the Rabbanim were pirates. They didn't know what's the story with this mechas. Maybe now it's hekdash. But Amalei Rav Yishu L'Rabba, Ki Az Is Kamed Rav Chista L'Kafri, Boi Minei, Ask Him the Shaila. Now, it's not so clear in the Gemara, what was the Shaila here? What was the suffolk of the Rabbanim L'Gabi this mesus? Why did the Rabbanim think that the hekdash should be chal? What was the nidah? What was the suffix? So, Chari could say, before looking at Tosfos, could say the same suffix we had before by Yikdisha B'lay Tafa. The suffix was that it was the Aida, Shtika Kaida. Anyway, Taisa says that the case of Mesusa, the last line of the Taisa that we did read, was that the case of Mesusa was also Shasuk L'Saif Salah. So we could learn that that was the Baya. The Baya was, mine was the same thing. Was there Haida or not? It was a Shtika Kaida. L'chari, that would be Yotah Mahal. Makes sense. The Gemara is saying, Toshma, Humasusa. Taisa says that Humasusa was also the same case, was Shasuk L'Saif Salah. So we could learn that that was a Shaila by Mesusa, was a Shaila of Shtika Kaida. L'chari. We'll see in a minute that's not how Tosis learns, and we'll see why Tosis doesn't learn that way. But that would be a very attractive shot. So the Rabbanu were all perished from the Mesusa. They thought there was a Hakdish Blei Tokva. It was Shostak Lovach, Tosis says. So that's a shot. Maybe Shtika Kaida. So Rav Yishu told Rabbi, you're going to Rav Chisda, you ask him the Shaila. He asked the Sura, he didn't get so far. He only got the Sura. On the way, and he met Rav Amnuna. On the way, Rav Amnuna, and he told over the Shaila to Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna, Masnisani, it's a Mishnah. It says in Mishnah, Sofik Bukharis, Echad Bukharodom, Echad Bukhar Behemo, Mentimeim. You have a Sofik Bukhar, either Sofik Bukharodom, you have to give Chomish Slaim, Sofik Bukhar Behemo, Behemo Tayyar, you have to give it to the Kayan, Sofik Pidyan Petach Hamar, you have to give the set to the Kayan, whatever. It's a Sofik, does it go to the Kayan or not? So the din is, Amatzim Chamer Olavaraya. The Yisrael gets to keep it because Amatzim Chamer Olavaraya is a Sofik. But Tommy Allah, look at the Bryce, Asurim Begizel Avaido. That it's also because of Avodah, the Yisur Machal. So the Gemara thinks now, why the Yisur Machal? It must be because the Hachadom HaTokva Koyin Eim Yisir Noisim Yodah. The Ketani HaMoitzim HaChirel of Haraya. The Chitokva Yisur Machal of Avodah. But I'm not held that the reason why it's also because of Avodah, no, it's the first two. I'm not held, why is it also because of Avodah? Maisli Yisrael gets to keep it. It doesn't go to the Kayan. And that was poshed by Rav Amnuna, that the Issur Gizel Avodah is totally in the fact that it's Matnas Kuna. That the Kayan has dinim in it. It's the mumminess of the Kayan that asks it Begizel Avodah. So Rav Amnuna asked, Rav Amnuna was bothered, why is it also Begizel Avodah? The Maisli, it's the mumminess of Yisrael, it's not the mumminess of the Kayan. It must be, because Tokvei Mitzin Miyodah, that if the Kayan would be Taikifit, since it's a Suffolk, if the Kayan would be Taikifit, it would be A Mitzin Miyodah. The Kohen could be taikifit, gives him what they call a schus tkifa, that means the potential to be taikifit, gives him enough mumminess in the Bechor that it's chal and nesikiz of avayim. So who had been? By the Mesusa. So what's the comparison? From here's the Raya to Mesusa. So what does he mean? Here's the Shaila. What does that do with Mesusa? My Mesusa was a different Shaila. My Mesusa was a Shaila of Shtika Kaida. In Tokva Kayin, there's no Shtika Kaida. But that's the Chayin for sure. The case of Tokva, we'll see in Rashi, maybe not. And Rashi is a problem. But all the Mepharshim assume for Dova Pashut. But by Tokva Kayin, it's not Shaya Shtika Kaida. What's Shtika Kaida? Not the Kayin knows, and not the Yisrael knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what's the status, who is the, if this kid was a Bechor. So it's not Shaya of your Shtika Kaida. And besides the fact, who says there was a shtika? The kohen wasn't actually taikifit. Even if he would be shaysik, it wouldn't be, it wouldn't mean anything. The ma'aseh of the kohen wasn't taikif. It doesn't say here that the kohen was taikif to bechor. So there was no shtika kaida. Even if there would be, it wouldn't mean anything. But the ma'aseh, there wasn't even a shtika kaida. The kohen didn't grab it. If he would grab it. So the kohen, and the kohen is never. So what does it say over here? So why is it also the gizah v'avayda? Not only also the gizah v'avayda if the kohen grabs it. It's also the gizah v'avayda right now. The Bryce says, v'tani la, surah b'gizah v'avayda. It's sitting by the Yisrael, it's also the gizah v'avayda. Why? Because the kohen could grab it. So it's clear, this talk for kohen has nothing to do with shtika kohen. Talk for kohen is a different psalmus. That since the kohen has a certain mumminess since the kohen has certain mumminess in this bechor, because talk for kohen, if I'm not held, talk for kohen, mesina simiyada. That's Rav Nuna's premise, Tokva Kayin Mesina Simiyada. That's all sugi now, Tokva Kayin, if that's true or not true, but Rav Nuna assumed Tokva Kayin Mesina Simiyada. The Kayin has Chus Tkif in the Sofik, he could become the Musuk. Right now, he sells the Musuk. If the Kayin will be taken, he'll become the Musuk. That gives him already his Chus Tkif. Since he has already his Chus Tkif in the Bukhara, that's Mechel and the Bukhara, Kedushas Bukhara. What does that have to do with Mesusa? Mesusa was a Shalash Tikka Kayda. So this forces the Mepharshim to learn. Again, Rashi has a different sheet there. Rashi says by the Kayin, there was Tzavach. I don't know, Rashi is going to be a whole other, what's going on in Rashi. But normally, all the other Mepharshim assume for the Pashut that avada by takva kain has nothing to do with shtika kain. Well, if takva kain has nothing to do with shtika kain, if you don't know that it's arrived from mesusa, then it must be that mesusa also not a gemara about shtika kain. So what was the shaila by mesusa? So therefore, Tysus learns, and that's the type that we do, but the bottom Tysus, we have to do it inside, it's a hard Tysus. But Tysus learns, the shaila by mesusa was not a shaila of shtika kain at all. The shaila by mesusa was a lumdish shaila, very similar to the shaila of takva kain. Since the mesusa, the halacha is called olam gvar. So that means they didn't have a schus tkifa in the mesusa. So how time about some tas? Time about some tas? No kol olam gvar. By the mesusa, then it's called olam gvar. That means both of the baladinim have a schus to be tkif the mesusa. If they'll be tkif the mesusa, then it'll be theirs. So that give the schus tkifa even if he wasn't tkif it. But since he has the potential to be tkif it, he has the schus to be tkif it. So that only gives him enough a certain mumminess in the certain gives him a certain mumminess in the. In the mesusa, the mumminess that he has in the mesusa, just like the kohen, since he has a certain tkifa in the bechor, he's able to be meichel in iser gizav avoda in the bechor. Doesn't even have to say anything; he's automatically meichel in iser gizav avoda in the bechor. So who I did my mesusa? Since the two the baldin, both baldin have a tkifa in the mesusa, that gives him a kohen that if he's makdishit, he's able to be meichel on a iser hetish. That's the Gemara's. That's what it explains the comparison between mesusa and the takva kai. If that's the case, so what was the tashba? But we brought mesusa as a riot to the case of Ekdisha B'lei Takva. Why do we bring mesusa as a riot to Ekdisha B'lei Takva? What does that have to do with Ekdisha B'lei Takva? Ekdisha B'lei Takva was a different shayla, shtika kai da. The answer is, and that's the last line in that passage that we read, that the case of mesusa also happened to be that it was tzalei shasak. It happened to be the Gemara knew that was the case. It happened to be shasak l'saif salach. So mainly by the case of mesusa, the Gemara in the end is poshid my havei alone by the mesusa that it was not hektish, because the schus tkifa that you have is not enough to be meichel. It's not enough to be meichel this hektish. So, but what happened to the shtika kaidah? Okay, fine. Maskalis the Gemara is that my havi lo maskalis the mesusa was not because the schus tkifa does not allow you to be meichel on a yisurei hektish. But what about shtika kaido? Let it be. Why wasn't there a haidor that it belonged? And then he said, if there's a haidor, you could for sure be makdish. Forget schus tkifa. There was actually a haidor. It must be that it's also that shtika that we don't say over here shtika kaido. That was not the suffix of the Rabbanu by Mesusa. The Rabbanu were Parish and Mesusa, they were Parish and Mesusa for a different reason. Because they were down that maybe the Schus Tkifa allows them to make Lana and Isser Hektish. And that thing I want to bring from Rabbanu, that thing went from the Esra of Amunah, and the Rabbanu said, yes, it does. That's where we learned the case of also Bekizah Avodah. It's because the Schus of the Kayan is Mamanis in the Bechor. That right of the Mechor, Isra of Amunah, Elo Shaini, the Gemara says. And the end of the Gemara is Peshit, that the Mesusa, the issue of Mesusa, the Schus Kifa does not allow you to be Mechel Nisr Hektish. But then at the end, Lamaisa comes back. But what happened to Shtika Kaidah was a Shtika Kaidah too. That's already arrived to the original issue of Hikdisha B'lei Takva. That's how Tosfos learns the Tzur over here of the Gemara. Now, it's when I point out a horror, important horror. Important horror. Once we're saying that the issue of mesusa, the shayla of mesusa was, since he has a schus tkifa, maybe the schus tkifa is meichel dina hektish, allows him to be makdashit, since he has a schus tkifa in the mesusa, he could kif it. So that gives him an ability to be makdash the mesusa. So why not learn that was the baya by Ekdisha B'lei Takva also? Why not learn the original kashayla of Ekdisha B'lei Takva instead of learning if that is a shayla of Shtika Kaidah? Who told Tosfos to learn? It was the Fit Tosfos that comes out that we really have two separate, almost unrelated sugyas going on over here. We have one sugya of Ekdisha B'lei Takva, Shtika Kaidah. Lama Yitzvach, do we say Lama Yitzvach, not Lama Yitzvach? Does the guy, yes, have to be Tzavach, not Tzavach? It's a shayla in Shtika Kaidah. Then we have a shayla by Mesusa, a different shayla entirely. But in case we have a schust kifa, does a schust kifa allow you to be meichel in Isser Hektish? That's the Gemara, that's the site, the Shaila Mesusa. We want to be patient that from the case of the Isser Gizir Avodah. It was two really unrelated sugyas. The only connection, the only link they have that it happens to be that the mezuzah was also shasik l'sayt solach, and therefore the mezuzah you can be dying from two tzadim. You can be dying one, he has a schuz tkifa, so that could be machal din eklish. That's the second sugya. But it also happens to be that it was shasik l'sayt solach. And since the mice they were pushed, the mezuzah not hektish, that was the mayhavil, the end of the Gemara is, the next one, that they were pushed to the mezuzah not hektish, by it to both shayos. First of all, you see that the schuz tkifa doesn't allow you to be machal l'sayt hektish, but it also happens to be rather it's not shetika kaita. That's what Tosis learns the Gemara. But it's really two separate sugyas that are just linked by a certain story that was negated to both. Why? What forced Tosfos to learn that way? And I learned the whole sugya, you know, the whole sugya in one path. Learn the whole sugya from beginning to end, like the Gemara B'Susa. That the shayla is by the case of Shnayim Oitzim and Batalis, if he would be taken it, would he be able to keep it? Well, according to one side of Reb Zeir, yeah. One side of Reb Zeir, yeah. So you have a schus tkifa. Well, if you have a schus tkifa, maybe that allows you to be makdashit. The same way by mezuzah, the Gemara is a tzad, the Rabbanan had a tzad, since you have a schus tkifa in the mezuzah, that allows you to be makdashit. The same way by Sofik Bechor, Rav Amnuna held, since you have a tkain as a schus tkifa, that allows him to be mechla and nisuri headfish, so make that shit in the Gemara Shailand at the very beginning of this first case, hikdisha v'lai tokfa. But let's say, im tim tzolemer, hikdisha v'lai tokfa. So you see, you have a schus tkifa. So maybe that allows you to be mechel on a dina hektish.
Right.
The din
is
yachlok
over here. If he would grab it, then he would.
That's the answer. That's the answer. By the case of mesusa, the din is kolam gvar. If the din is kolam gvar, that means the din is you have a right to be taken it. By the case of Sofik Bechor, the din is Tokfa Kayra, so the din is that he has a right to be Taikifit. By the case of Shnayim Oitzim Batalis, the din is that he's right to be Taikifit. The din is Echleku. If he'll Taikifit, and the other guy will be Shoisik, maybe it's a Shtika Kaidah. That's not a Schus Tkifa. The fact that if you'll be Shoisik, you could be Moed Estam. Maybe you'll be Moed Estam. Maybe you'll come one day and you'll fess up that it's really my talis. That doesn't give me a schusim in the talis. If you'll be moida, you'll be moida. Meanwhile, you were not moida. The fact that if I'll be taikifit and you'll be shoysik, it will be shtika kaidah, that doesn't give me a schus tkifa. That doesn't give me any dinim in the talis right now. So you can't learn that by shnayim oisim in the talis, since if it'll be shoysik with soif tzavach, it'll be shtika kaidah, that gives me a schus tkifa. That doesn't make any sense. There, the shayla, therefore, Tosis has to learn. The shayla by Shnayim Oitzim by Yikdisha B'lai Tokfa is a shayla in Metzias. Maybe that itself is Aido. Maybe when I'm Maklishit, that itself is Aido. Or maybe not. Maybe Lama Yitzvach. That's the shayla of Yikdisha B'lai Tokfa. Mesusa, on the other hand, Mesusa, you can't believe that was a shayla by Mesusa. That maybe was Aido. Because then what are you bringing Tokfa Kayin? What is everyone comparing it to Tokfa Kayin? There's no Aido by Tokfa Kayin, myself and Bechar. Myself and Bechar, nobody knows where it was. Nobody was taking it, and nobody knows what it was. So that's the kashi in the sugi over here that the Rishonim have to grapple with. And we're saying now Tosis and Malach, but everybody has to deal with the fact that we have a Gemara. The Gemara says A is compared to B, and B is compared to C. We start off with the Kedisha B'lai Tokfa. We say Toshma, we compare it to Mesusa, and then Mesusa we compare it to Sofik Bechor. So it sounds like Bashkof Rishonim. It sounds like all of these three shayos are Bechor the Machlid, all issue. The problem is, how can there only be one issue? The issue of Ekdisha B'lai Tokfa is not a shayla of a schus tkifa. It doesn't have a schus tkifa. If it'll be taikif, and the other guy will be shoysik, it'll be shtika kaidah. But meanwhile, it's not have a schus tkifa. So what's the shayla of Ekdisha B'lai Tokfa? Vehech it's a shayla of shtika kaidah. On the other hand, going all the way to C, the last case in the Gemara, in Sofik B'chor, Abad is not a shayla of shtika kaidah. What's shtika kaidah? Nobody knows. The Yisrael doesn't know, the Kain doesn't know, nobody knows. Nor was there actually a tkifa. So the Shafik Bechor of Shafik Bechor of Tzosu Begiz Avodah, that's not a Gemara that's clearly not a Gemara about Haidos Baldin, that has to be a Gemara about Tzolam Nishi Gemara, that since you have a Schuz to Koyin as a Schuz Tkifa, the Schuz Tkifa already gives him now, before he was taken, certain moments in the Bechor, could be Mechel on the Bechor of this Begiz Avodah. So how do we get from A to C? How do we get from a Shafik by of Ekdisha B'lai Tokfa, which is a Shaila about Shtika Haidos, And somehow, and we're comparing that to Mesusa, and Mesusa to Sofik Bechor, and the Shaila of Sofik Bechor is a different kind of Shaila altogether. It's a Shaila of Schus Tkifa, if it's Mechel, and it's Isur, it's a Gizav Avodah. That's the problem here in the Gemara. Taisus' solution, we'll see out of other solutions, but Taisus' solution is to say that in the Chanami, the A equals B has nothing to do with the B equals C. The Gemara's the shayla about Ekdisha B'lai Tokfa, at the beginning of the Gemara, has absolutely nothing to do with Safa Bechar. They're really completely unrelated. There's two separate sugyas. There's one sugya that's Shuvu Beitar. That's the shaila about the Gdisha Blei Takfa. And then there's a different shaila about the Schus Tkifa. If a Schus Tkifa allows you to be Mechel out of the Yisuri Hektish, which is the Gemara about Safa Bechar. The case of the only thing is that the case of Mesusa happens to be relevant to both shilas. Because in the case of Mesusa, A, there was an issue that since it was called on a and it's Kifa, maybe that allowed him to be Makdash at Stam. B, it also happened to be there was Sosik Levit Sodach, maybe it was Eidah. So the case of Arun Mesusa happens to do double duty over here, and it's the linchpin that connects these two really, it's basically unrelated sugyas. And the way that the Tzuras and Shmaisa goes is, the Gemara starts off with the Sofa Bad Yishuvay Tokva, it's a Shalach Shtika Kedah. The Gemara says, Toshma, there was Ahu Mesusa. Now, hold your horses, we'll see what happens. There was Ahu Mesusa. Now, first we go through the whole sugya of Ahu Mesusa, the way the Rabbanim were done it. Pashim Rabbanim, because it was the Adas Chus Tkifa, maybe that allowed him to be Maktashit, that they put Rav Amunah, Sofa Bechor, in the end we were going to be doing that, because Gizul Avayim is different. In the end, my Havi Allah, and he says, well, the Rabbanim had decided that the Mesusa was not Kaddish, because the Chus Tkifa didn't allow him to be Mechel Dinei Hektish. Fine, that's as far as the Rabbanim Shai is concerned. But on the Bruch HaLamadu, how come nobody was worried about Shlo? That's where the other shoe drops. But you see, that Shtika Kedah is also not a problem, because it's not called Dahidah. And that's how it connects back to the original sugya. We'll see. Other Rishonim are going to learn different. Other Rishonim are going to learn that Ahu Mesusa. Well, we'll see. Other Rishonim have different. And Rashi has a very shrewd ma'alach. Rashi throws in. We didn't see it inside. Rashi's going to be an avodah. Rashi throws in that the case of when it gets to the case of sofa gisav avodah, talk for kohen. Rashi's shasik will say sofah. Rashi learning apparently that it's all, we're still busy with Shasak, we're up to Safak Bechor, and Rashi says we're still busy with Shasak with Seif Sarach. It's still a Gemara about Shasak with Seif Sarach. What does that mean, Shasak with Seif Sarach? What does that have to do with, Tukva Kayim? Yeah, Rashi's going to be absurd to figure out what's going on in Rashi. Okay.